The 9/11 Pentagon Memorial. It's a tribute to the 184 people who perished on 9/11 when terrorists attacked the Pentagon. Construction began on June 15, 2006. It was dedicated on September 11, 2008. It was designed by Julie Beckman and Keith Caseman. The memorial is designed to show the direct path of American Airlines Flight 77. The grooved gray concrete wall, rising from a few inches to a few feet, seems to be solely for blocking the noise from the nearby highway. But like many parts of the new Pentagon Memorial, there is more to the wall than meets the eye. This gray wall, known as the Age Wall, surrounds the memorial and stands 3 inches tall at its beginning, representing the youngest victim, 3-year-old Dana Falkenberg, and continues to a height of 71 inches, corresponding to the oldest person killed, retired U.S. Navy Captain John D. Yamnicki. Both were aboard American Airlines 77 when terrorists hijacked the plane and crashed it into the Pentagon. Falkenberg died with her family, her mother and father, Charles Falkenberg and Leslie Whittington, and her 8-year-old sister, Zoe. The locator stone can be found at the entrance of the memorial, and it has the names and year of birth of all those who perished at the Pentagon that tragic morning. As you enter the memorial, you pass the zero line, which is made of granite inscribed with steel and reads September 11, 2001, 9:37 a.m., the exact moment Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. Across the memorial grounds are 85 crepe myrtle trees and bench-like structures called memorial units that are made of stainless steel. Each unit has a name plaque, a water and light feature, and if victims were from the same family, then their names are also listed on an additional plaque underneath the memorial unit near the water feature. In addition, the light feature illuminates for evening tributes. The 184 benches, 59 honoring those from Flight 77 and 125 honoring those from the Pentagon, are laid out in a pattern according to the year each victim was born, from 1998 to 1930. This is called the Ames Line, with the rows called birth year aisles. The benches are oriented in two directions, either for Flight 77 or the Pentagon victims. Thus, if the victims were on American Airlines Flight 77, then you are looking at the nameplate with your back to the Pentagon and facing the sky as if following the path the plane took. If the victims were in the Pentagon, then the nameplates and the Pentagon building are in the same view. Visitors can also find the original point of impact between the 1959 and the 1961 age line. On the rebuilt section of the Pentagon, visitors can see where the old and new stones meet. In addition, there's a black charred stone that was recovered from the smoldering ruins of the Pentagon and reset into the constructed Pentagon. Etched in its stone is September 11, 2001. The stone is now located on the Pentagon near the wooden doors. Behind this charred limestone is a bronze dedicated capsule dated June 11, 2002. Some of the items included in this capsule are handmade sympathy cards by school-aged children, Let's Roll pouches worn by the construction workers who repaired the Pentagon, a bound collection of thank you cards and notes from the Americans across the country, medallions from various senior officials, patches from the Arlington County Fire and Police Department, and a signed photograph of President Bush and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. These items were chosen because they are representative of the terrorist attack on the Pentagon and a testament to the strength and resolve of the American people.
The United States Marine Corps Memorial, Iwo Jima. A symbol of honor to United States Marines who have died in the defense of their country since 1775. The Iwo Jima statue depicts a photograph taken by Joe Rosenthal, a news photographer, who captured 5 Marines and 1 Navy corpsman raising the flag on Mount Suribachi. The 32-foot-high sculpture has a flag that flies 24 hours a day. The statue itself stands at 78 feet tall and the flagpole at 60 feet tall. The sculptor was Felix de Welden, and 3 of the 6 men posed for de Welden, Gangan, Hayes, and Bradley, thus making it more lifelike. Dedicated by President Dwight Eisenhower on the 179th anniversary of United States Marine Corps on November 10, 1954. 5 Marines, Rene Gangan, Ira Hayes, Harlan Block, Michael Strength, and Franklin Sousley, and a Navy corpsman, John Bradley. Ira Hayes is the figure farthest from the flagpole, with both hands reaching up. Franklin Sousley is in front of Hayes to the right. John Bradley is in front of Sousley. Michael Strength is in front of Hayes, and Rene Gangan is in front of Strength. Harlan Block is at the foot of the flagpole. On the base, the quote, uncommon valor was a common virtue. What do you think that this means? Mount Suribachi was an inactive volcano at the time where the flag was planted. The U.S. needed Iwo Jima because it was 660 miles from Tokyo, and they wanted to use the island as an airbase to launch bombers. The United States dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima, August 6th, and Nagasaki, August 9th, from here. Japan bombs Pearl Harbor, 12-7-41, then the U.S. invades Iwo Jima on 2-1-45, one of the bloodiest battles of World War II, and it was an island held by Japan in the Pacific until the U.S. recaptured it on 2-23-45.
The United States Air Force Memorial. This memorial is dedicated to honor the men and women who have served or are currently serving the United States Air Force. This memorial was originally planned to be near the Arlington National Cemetery, but the U.S. Marine Corps felt that it was too close to their memorial, U.S. Marine Corps / Iwo Jima, so it was moved to current location. Designed by James Freed, the same person who designed the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, it was dedicated on October 14, 2006. Located in Arlington, Virginia, overlooking the Pentagon, the Potomac River, and Washington, D.C., the memorial includes three stainless steel contrail spires, four bronze statues of the Memorial Honor Guard, a freestanding glass panel with four F-16 aircraft flying in, missing man formation, and two granite inscription walls. The spires. One of the spires is 270 feet, another one is 231 feet, and the last one is 201 feet tall. And these contrail spires is an aerial maneuver similar to a bomb burst performed by the USAF Thunderbirds. The three spires are also symbolic with the USAF's three core values: integrity, service, and excellence. Integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all that is done. These core values are also inscribed on the black granite wall behind the four bronze statues of the Honor Guard. In the center of the spires and directly underneath these spires is the United States Air Force's star, their emblem, and it is engraved in the granite. Memorial Honor Guard. There are four 8-foot-tall bronze USAF Honor Guards. The middle two are holding the American flag and the United States Air Force flag. It is sculpted by Zenos Fredericus. Glass contemplation wall, freestanding glass panel. This wall pays tribute to a fallen Air Force airman and airwoman. Etched in this glass panel is four F-16 planes flying in missing man formation. Three are in formation and one is flying off formation. This missing man formation is traditional in Air Force funeral flyovers. On the base of the glass is missing man formation, a final salute to a missing comrade. Also etched behind the glass in a gray trimmed black granite wall are the words valor, courage, and sacrifice. Two black granite inscription walls. South wall pays tribute to the Air Force and its core values. The north wall pays tribute to the Air Force members who have perished.